my eyelids sank. All at once, I felt as though I had been buried under a mountain of... Drover, just forget the hand signals. We're moving our troops down to the machine shed. Prepare for combat. You know, Hank, this old leg... Let's go, soldier. Be brave, and don't hold anything back for tomorrow. Help! And with that, we went charging down the hill. I took the lead, of course, and hoped that Drover would be right behind me, guarding our rears and flanks. As you'll soon find out, he wasn't. I burst upon the scene and laid down a withering barrage of spray barking, which is a technique we use when, well, when we're not exactly sure what or whom we're barking at. It was your classic battlefield situation. The air filled with smoke and dust, bombs going off all around us, the deafening roar of gunfire, soldiers and enemy agents yelling and running in all directions, the whine of incoming mortar shells overhead. Boy, what a scene. Up ahead of us, through the dust and smoke, I saw the hulking road monster. It was standing or sitting. It was hard to say which. It was standing or sitting right in front of the machine shed, preparing to... We didn't know what it was doing. Maybe it had gotten the crazy idea that it could bust into the machine shed and steal all our dog food. Or maybe it planned to, well, eat some tools or something. Over the sounds of battle, I yelled, "Okay, Drover, there he is! Go for the tires! Let's see if you can... Hank, that thing's bigger than I thought, and..." You won't believe this. I heard a rush of wind and saw a streak of white, and caught a glimpse of my assistant as he scampered into the machine shed. "Drover, get yourself out here and stand your ground. That is a direct order." But it was already too late. The little weenie had left me alone on the field of battle, and now I had to face the awful road monster without help or backup or... Three men standing in front of the machine shed doors, grinning? Who were those guys? And where had they... I went to full air brakes and shut everything down. Through the clouds of smoke and dust, I saw... Okay, we can call off the code 3. Just relax for a minute while we... You probably thought we were going into a serious combat situation against a huge road monster, right? Haha. There for a second or two, I thought so myself. I mean, in the heat of battle, we sometimes get faulty readings on our... When that huge thing had been coming straight at us, it had looked very much like a huge, enormous... You're really going to be surprised when I tell you that it was just... Just an ordinary old road grader. No kidding. Just an ordinary yellow John Deere road grader that belonged to the county, so no big deal. And those three strange men? Again, no problem. Right away, I recognized Slim and Loper, the two cowboys on our outfit. And the third guy, well, we had reason to suppose that he might be... This is very embarrassing. Let's just skip it. I refuse to say another word about it.